This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Here we go. It is hour number five of the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got one more hour to go before we hit the Fan Phenom. We're live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. And thanks to everybody who's made it out so far today. We've had a great time here over the last 4 hours. And it's time now to talk some baseball. Wolchuk's got a proper round tripper, buddy. Take it away.
All right. Well, it's official. The burgers are happening, boys. We have the 12-game winning streak of the Milwaukee Brewers. They did it. They won yesterday. They made it 12 in a row. So we had this story a couple weeks ago. It's George Webb Restaurants. They're going to make good on their promise of giving away free burgers as part of a long-standing promotion to celebrate the Brewers winning 12 consecutive games. So they're going to do it next Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. at all 23 of the restaurant locations throughout Wisconsin. Vouchers for a burger at a later date will be available at all locations starting Friday. So if you just want to like go to Milwaukee for whatever reason, you can go get yourself a free burger. Shout out to the Brewers. But we had an issue here where we had one very angry customer. Brewers had not yet clinched and sealed the deal. It wasn't official that they got the 12th win. And he wasn't happy. And he called 911 when he tried to get into line and get his free burger. And we actually have sound of the operator that took the call here, and, well, this is how it sounded.
King 227 at George Webb, 19555 West Blue Mountain Road. We called 911 because they won't give him his free burgers for the Brewers game today. He was advised the game wasn't over yet. Not sure if the subject is still standing by.
What an idiot. What an idiot.
I mean,
you're calling the police.
It's an emergency.
Hey, they won't give me my free burger because the game isn't over yet, which, fair. And now they've actually scheduled a date where everybody's going to go ahead and do this. Now, we got numbers on the last time. Now, we got to go back to 1987 for the last time that this happened. 168,000 sandwiches. 190,000 then were doled out in 2010. So 2010 was the last time this happened. So what's your guess? Like, are we going over under 200,000 on Wednesday that end up getting served by George Webb across Milwaukee for the free burgers?
Yeah, I would think so, because they, from what the way I understand it is, they need like close to a week to get enough of the meat in order to pull this off. So now word's getting around. This isn't like, and you have one night to capitalize after the game. You leave the ballpark and you go get it. This is now something that's being talked about in offices all throughout the greater Milwaukee area. Hey, free cheeseburgers coming up on this day, this time. Let's capitalize. So I guess you can only have one, though. You're limited to one.
Yeah, one per person.
Yeah. But, hey, free cheeseburger, I'm in.
They got 31 restaurants across Wisconsin, so they're going to be booming. But shout out to the Brew Crew. I mean, they've now had two double-digit win streaks this year. The last one ended at 11. They didn't get to the 12th. And that's why, I mean, this dispatcher's like, what the hell? Are we really calling 911 because they're refusing to give you a free burger? We've got other calls that are a little bit more important here. But people will do anything to get
like
a free burger.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer crime and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, we got murder.
Guy got pushed into a wood chipper or something like that, you know?
Something serious, yeah. You know?
So, those are the crimes that happen in Wisconsin.
What's the
wood chipper crimes?
Yeah, wood chipper. Like, they push, like, the guys have been, like, they just, you know, that kind of thing.
It's like an angry dispute.
I'll tell you the one that gets on the nightly news.
Dying in a wood chipper.
In the wintertime is snowmobile accident.
Oh.
But they're going from bar to bar on the snowmobile, and they go through a barbed wire fence. So all of a sudden people.
That's an all-time close
head off or something.
Yeah. It's like, today, two snowboarders, snowmobilers were decapitated, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens a lot.
Man.
They're going from bar to bar on their snowmobiles, and they're going through fields.
Sounds like a sick time.
Yeah. Just stay away from the barbed wire, and everything's good, man.
You just don't know when you hit it.
No. That's, I mean, I guess it would be instant death.
Yeah.
Right?
I was in Green Bay when Dahmer was doing his stuff.
It is Final Destination Light.
Yeah.
You were there?
I was in Wisconsin when that.
Were you there?
Pulp back. They push you into like the paper mill. They push, you know, people were getting killed doing weird things. Like, you know, yeah, how does that happen?
Are people just like very angry there?
Oh gosh, it's cold.
Yeah.
You know?
And back then you could get away with a lot of crap.
Yeah, you could just say it was user error, just common accident. They fell.
Yeah, there's no security cameras anywhere.
What are you going to do about it? Let's go to the Cubbies. Sad deal here. Catcher Miguel Amaya, he returned from the IL yesterday, played in his first game since May 24th.
Back on it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it wasn't good. He suffered an oblique injury.
Mm.
Actually, I don't know if it was an oblique, but the way he's running to first base and he's trying to beat out the throw. And he ends up just, I don't know, he steps awkwardly on the bag, and he ends up flying through the air. He's grimacing in pain, ends up having to get carted off the field. And here was the Cubbies announcer on their television broadcast. Man, he was feeling for him here.
Yeah. Well, Miguel Amaya is certainly in pain, but also you know the emotion as well.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever wanted to cry for a guy more than I want to cry for Miguel Amaya right now.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. So disappointing.
Did he beat out the throw?
No.
No.
No. The whole thing was just a comedy of errors. And now, I don't know when he's ever coming back. I mean, you just come back from the 60-day IL. Now you're back on it. But 877-881-1053, when's the last time you wanted to cry for a fellow man?
It happens, doesn't it?
Does it?
Feel like, I mean, not when they have an oblique injury. Usually something a little bit more
serious. There's been like a death in the family. They get kicked in the balls. Your favorite team loses.
You know what? I was pretty emotional. I was in Oakland the night that Favre, when his dad passed away.
Okay.
And, you know, he played in that game. I was at that Monday night game. And I felt like the whole – I've never in a – like, I've always thought about, you know, I hate sitting in the press box because you can't cheer. But, man, I was cheering for Brett Favre that night because I knew his dad, you know, and I knew –
yeah, it's heavy.
And so all of a sudden, you know, when – after the game, I went down on the field and saw him, and, you know, and – you know, I said, man, your dad would be super proud of you. And he's like, man, I know. I just know it. And – he goes, I had to play. He wanted me to play. He would want me to play, you know. And, I mean, I felt just generally, like, terrible for him as he's – I mean, he keeps throwing, and it's touchdown after touchdown. I'm happy for him then, but at the end of it, I was like, God, what you must be going through right now to see that. But
I mean, there's a lot of tearjerkers out there, especially on social. So I don't think I can remember many, but one I definitely would bring attention to because he just had a tweet today about it again is just Babe Loffenberg with everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Know,
that, absolutely.
That went on with his son. And it's been several years now, but every time that he tweets about it, my heart just goes out for him so hard. And I applaud him for sharing that journey. I can't imagine what it's like.
9-4-0 said, I wanted to cry for Blake on Fan After Dark last night when he was telling his story of his guy friend loving him.
Oh, what?
That's an interesting text.
Did that happen last night?
Or are you going to have to get confirmation on this?
Fred probably drove him off sides.
One of his buddies?
I don't think Blake needs help driving himself off sides. I think he's pretty good at that.
You think he just goes on his own?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they.
I think Fred.
They both
drive.
Do.
Yeah, they both. They're a great show.
Wait, so one of Blake's bros shot his shot with Blake?
I guess. We're going to have to ask Blake when we cross with him here coming up.
Was Blake wearing one of his crop tops?
You're right. We'll pay off the
flapjack. He's wearing his girlfriend's t-shirt.
I mean, you could pick up context clues on that.
Right.
You're like, you know what?
Oh, because he wears female clothing?
I mean, it wouldn't be the most, you know, biggest surprise.
No, it wouldn't be. We'll ask him.
Well, that was a thing, right? It was like when he had his girlfriend, like he was wearing her hoodies.
Maybe that's why they didn't work.
It was a part of it.
Pitching for the other side.
Oh, you're going to say that?
Yeah, we're not going to do that. That's reckless and disgusting. Just go ahead and dump that. I apologize, Blake. I love
it's your
so
second
much.
Dump of the other program.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to set a record here if we can.
Well, you do have to go ahead and acknowledge that rules are rules.
Yes, we
Walchuk.
Do. And 214 is reminding me, so is the 601.
Did I say the full name?
You did. You did a great job just saying Favre, and then you doubled back and added the Brett to the Favre.
But Mama, give me those flapjacks.
Mama, take away five of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for Crimson Tide.
He's the grand
We got another text about when Luka got traded. I wanted to cry for another man.
I think a lot of people did that day, for sure.
It was stunning.
You know, I wanted to cry for Dez when he was like, I was reaching for the goal line.
I took three steps. Yes. I'm with you on that one. Absolutely. Shohei Ohtani. Gosh, another great accomplishment for him. Now, not good for the Dodgers, okay, because the Dodgers got swept by the Angels. And now they're in second place in the National League West. The San Diego Padres have gone ahead and passed them in that division. But season high. 4 1/3 innings for Shohei Ohtani, 80 pitches, 50 go for strikes, 14 swings and misses for him. He had a pretty good game considering he became the first player since at least 1900 to hit a leadoff triple, then strike out the first batter he faced in the same game. Incredible for Ohtani, not good for the Dodgers. A lot of people are starting to worry, like, could the Dodgers be in danger of missing the playoffs? Or if they do, are they going to be a team that's kind of one and done, early elimination there?
I think Louis Tiant was the last one to do that.
Louis Tiant?
Yeah, hit a triple and strike out a guy.
Maybe. Was he a good hitter as well?
Household name.
Great swing in the bat.
Yeah. Him and Oil Can Boyd.
Oil Can Boyd?
That was a guy on the
Oil Can. His first name was Oil Can.
Dennis
Oil Can. Yeah, the Oil Can reference, that was a name in where he grew up for beer.
Yeah.
You know, so you'd say, I'm going up to the store to get some oil cans.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and so he got that nickname. I guess he liked himself a cold beer.
Man, we got a lot of texts coming in about this wild conversation that they were having last night. Now, Blake's texting us. City boys are being mentioned here. I like women. I just enjoy crop tops, said Blake. I appreciate the clarification. I love you. And I'm sorry that we brought this up.
I just want to know how Blake let down one of his
I'm
bros.
Not gay no more. I am delivered. Women.
Seriously, though, we got to get the actual exchange.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure this out.
Lucius with the great son.
We're going to have to figure this one out. Okay, the Twins are not going to sell. They won't sell their
what
major
if he
baseball
leaned
team.
He's looking at his eyes. What if he leaned in? He went 90 waiting for Blake to go 10.
Oh, man. Pete Alonso broke the Mets franchise home run record. We weren't able to get to that yesterday. Number 253. He passed Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite players growing up.
Man. Yeah. One of Lisa Ann's, too.
Lisa Ann. Oh, that's okay.
Wow. They had fun back in the
tall, day. You know, athletic guy.
Very much. They called
Chicks
him
dig the long ball.
Actually.
Him and Doc Gooden.
All right. How far do you think the Rangers have fallen in the power rankings?
Precipitous.
Number 17.
What were they last week? 13? Let me go 17.
Oh. Let me go 19.
That's what I just said.
You 17, said 17?
17, yeah. 19, 15.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Really, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Previous
Tyler
ranking
Brooker
was 13.
This week, Christy?
They fell to 15, so they're still a top 15 team right now.
15th.
They're at 15. The Guardians right ahead of them at 14. 15. Reds, Yankees, Mets. But your top five right now, and gosh, the National League is just kicking ass, taking names. You have the Brew Crew at number one, Phillies at two. Rangers' next opponent, the Toronto Blue Jays,
they won
are
today.
At three. They did, and
they
they're
beat
playing
the Cubs 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, that Shane Bieber, man, he's Ooh. Finishing his minor league rehab, and he's going to be joining the rotation. I wonder if the Rangers are going to have to play Shane Bieber. That would not be fun. Ooh, Dodgers at four,
Shane
and the Tigers at five.
Blow it up, CY.
It might be time. The Mariners have climbed all their way up to six in the power rankings.
They got beat today by the O's.
Yeah, it's good. We'll take that. I hope the Orioles
end
up.
Picked up a half game on them.
As many teams want to go ahead and beat the O's and the Astros, we'll take it. The Astros went ahead and lost yesterday too.
You want something to be positive about the Rangers here?
Please.
I know I do. That Shoemaker guy, pretty good skipper, right? 2023 skipper of the year. Should be Boch's replacement for 26.
Dawson, what are you doing?
Like, Boch is going to retire, right?
I'm leaning towards he's probably going to retire.
I think some fans out there are even hoping for it at this point. I wouldn't go that far. I'm just accepting the reality.
I can't believe we're doing that. I'm going to be positive. Maybe. I'm with Wolchek on this, Dawson. I'm totally against you right now.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of you just being negative Nancy over here.
Yeah, stop it, Dawson.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to speak my truth. And
what is your truth?
You're on the wrong side of truth right now.
I think I've seen enough. Unfortunately.
Oh, good. We got a chance, Wolchek.
Perfect.
Dawson,
we're gonna rally, baby. Rally towels are out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
There's nothing the sports universe likes better than making me look like an idiot.
That's
clearly.
True. That's true. And I'm hoping that this comes to fruition. And I appreciate your sacrifice for the Rangers.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
We're out there in the playoffs and Dawson doesn't get a credential.
Oh, they remember this moment.
Broadcasting from the parking lot today. Aren't you the guy that interviewed Rowdy Tellez and said we were done with 40 games to go?
Called him fat. Went home crying.
I think you should have to dress up like Rowdy Tellez and do a broadcast out there.
I kind of look like him, don't I? We got the big plate face, and he just got the body to match.
Are you out here tweeting again? Are you trying to get...
What did I tweet? Yes. No, I'm pointing out that runner-up
really
MVP... Runner-up MVP isn't that great. Like, historically, the actual MVP winner is great. But what happens is a lot of times the runner-up or the third-place guy, he was just on a team that won a lot of games, and a reporter was like, yeah, let me throw him a vote. For example, Chad Pennington, runner-up in 2008.
Gotcha.
Dawson's done some research here.
And Pennington's been in the whole thing.
Russell Wilson, 2019. Was he good? Was Carson Wentz, MVP runner-up, really all that good? Was that validation that stood the test of time that those quarterbacks were MVP caliber?
No.
Okay, thank you.
And I remember 2023 being a very loudly down year in the MVP race.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, I don't say this stuff
to
hate on Dak. I'm a big fan of Dak,
and I think he is the best leader.
He is the guy that you would most want your kids to grow up and be like.
As long as they weren't quarterbacks,
you probably hope they were more like Mahomes or Brady. But, as far as the intangibles, the mental toughness, the leadership, Dak Prescott's the whole package. I'm just trying to send the message not to the Dak believers. I'm trying to get the message home to the front office. That if you plan to win here with 3 years left on this deal, you're just going to have to build a much better team, right? And people interpret this as Dak hate. I'm Jones hating right now. Okay, that's my brand. Okay, that's around the bases. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
We have a stupid move of the day for this SEC football program, and Denzel has beef with more than just Jerry next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Jake's in Grand Prairie. Fan Phenom underway here in 37 minutes. As quite a few going to audition tonight, compete against your fellow Tolos to be the next fan host. It'll go on for the foreseeable future and at a Jake's nearest you, but it's best to try to make it to all of them. So we're seeing quite a few familiar faces from last week. And best of luck to all the competitors. The segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's the chief of the sports hodgepodge.
Brian Schottenheimer, Cowboys head coach, sat down with the DLLS crew in Oxnard. Jesse Holly was asking him about how he talks about wanting to run the ball and be physical and all these things, and then you come out and throw the ball six times in the first preseason game, kind of holding his feet to the fire a little bit. This is how Schottenheimer responded.
Here's what I would say to you. We went into that game last week with a very specific purpose. We wanted to kind of put Joe out there and sling it around a little bit. That was the plan, and see how he handled it. And quite honestly, we started slow. We had limited opportunities. I wouldn't read too much into what you see in the preseason. The preseason is for evaluation. I don't have to go out there on the first preseason game or even this game against Baltimore Atlanta and run it 50 times to show that. I think I would go to my history. Okay. My history of coordinator in Seattle, led the league in rushing in 2018. Coordinator in 2008 in New York Jets, led the league in rushing. So, again, I appreciate and love the question. The question's a fair question, but I wouldn't read too much into what you see in preseason football in general, but even more this year. Why? Well, we're trying to evaluate certain guys, and Joe Milton's a guy that needs to play a lot of football. He's going to play a lot of football this week and then the next week, and we're certainly being smart with what we show. And why would we do that? We would do that because this is the one chance that we'll ever have here in Dallas where we don't show people in the preseason what we're doing, because next year they're going to have a really good idea. They're going to have hopefully 20-plus games to look at and evaluate. This year they don't have that. Hey, are we going to be Seattle? I don't know. Are we going to be Arizona? I don't know. Well, what about, are we going to be Dallas? And I kind of like that.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting right there. And I think everything you said is really fair. Because the preseason is a time to work on different things. You're obviously trying to see what you have in Joe Milton.
Sure.
You could make the case that you're trying to see what you have in a lot of different aspects of your football team.
Sure.
So it was clearly the plan going in. I don't think him throwing six passes in a row to start the game is necessarily an indication that he's just going to be that pass-happy guy, saying one thing about wanting to run the football and then doing something completely different. I think what he said makes plenty of sense there. And so, you know, I kind of appreciated his response on that.
The thing that I didn't like about his response is the fact that his defense was in trouble. His defense had a lot of plays, and he's having to play the game with all those defensive players. They don't have substitution. He made the choice of not to play some of his starters. So all of a sudden now his defense is out there with 20-plus plays, and he's going three and out, three and out. You're not helping. How about the event? You want to evaluate Joe Milton.
Yeah.
How about help your defense a little bit and some of the evaluation of them? That play stuff, that balance didn't end up back to where it was even till the end of the first half. So to me, I'm looking at it going, fine, you can throw the ball around with Joe Milton all you want all day. But as a head coach, are you going to be one of these guys that doesn't know the condition of your team?
Sure.
Even in the preseason, figure out, like, listen, hey, click over on there and say, hey, Flues, I'm going to give you a little break here, okay? I'm going to try and hold the ball a little bit, all right? Just do what you have to do to settle us down, and let's do what we have to do. He never gave his defense that chance, and I hope that's not something that carries over to the regular season.
I think those are really good points. I love that he's holding out for Philly, though. And
that
I love
part of it's fair. Mm-hmm. I totally like what he's doing with that thought. But to me, as a coach, I'm trying to evaluate like him as a coach, and I'm going to say, you know what? And the biggest problem I have is not knowing the condition of your team. That's the biggest problems I have, because coaches make mistakes late in games, and all of a sudden they start to do things, and then their team loses a game because they didn't take a little more clock.
Chris Arnold's in the house. I would like to shift the conversation to another branch on this topic tree and just how important they think it is to evaluate and possibly develop Joe Milton. They're prioritizing that over everything. You know, and I do not think it should be lost that when they brought in Dak, it was for an injury-prone and older Tony Romo. They are hunting the next quarterback. They aren't passively thinking Dak's going to be great. Maybe a QB's going to fall in our lap. They're like, crap, Dak's getting up there and might get hurt again. So we need to, you know, put our resources into finding one of those. I think that's massively important. I would also say it does also kind of shoot the wheels off the idea that we got to practice and we got to play to get ready for the regular season. You know, here's your opportunity to practice your running game against NFL competition. You're punting on that. Why do you got to be physical? Why do you have to then get involved in scrimmage situations and injury situations to try to get your plays put together? You know, I would say that doesn't really support the idea that we got to put our starters out here to get ready, because you're not really trying to get ready for anything. You're seeing if Joe Milton can process the game and complete a couple passes.
Yeah, that was my biggest issue with like the context of what he said and his actions. Because he said after the game, I wanted to see what Joe Milton had, so that's why we threw the ball six times. To me, it was more of we're sitting guys like Hunter Lipke, we're sitting Tyler Booker. Like, choosing to not play a lot of guys that what have they done in the NFL to earn I'm not playing week one of the preseason? If you're trying to change the culture and build a more physical football team, play some of these guys. I mean, you can't replicate actual in-game action. You can do it as much as you want. You had one joint scrimmage with the Rams. Play. You're not going to get better at playing football without playing football, right? You got to play. And so Booker's going to play this week. Great. I don't know who else. Like, Terrence Steele, has he earned sitting? No. Cooper Beebe's in year two. I love Cooper Beebe. Put him out there. He's next to a new guard. Let's see what these guys can do. Start to play your players. Herbert's going to play for the first time in his career this weekend. That's a Harbaugh thing. He's like, I'm playing my quarterback. Let's go out there and do that. I get it. If they don't want to play Dak, fine. I'd play him too. Play these guys, man.
I'm with you on that. I am with you on play these guys for sure, and I cannot wait to see how when we get into week one and the Eagles media is asking Dick Fangio, how are you preparing for this Cowboys offense? Because he just laid it out. Like, are you studying Arizona because of Clayton Adams? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at old Schottenheimer stuff? What exactly are you doing to prepare for this? And we've talked about it plenty, but that should be a theoretical advantage there for week one and probably for the first month of the season or so.
Sure.
How defenses are going to try and prepare for the Cowboys offense, and they're clearly not trying to show too much in the preseason games. So that's going to be pretty fascinating, I would
think
say.
The great thing is once they do have a beat on you, what do Shoddy and Adams have for the changeup? Like, once the NFL thinks it's got a beat on you.
Right? Yes.
And I think they're going to show up with new stuff, and it's going to be evolving, and they're going to be a lot more difficult to scout than I think we've ever seen.
Yeah, because that was the thing in 2023 when the Cowboys shifted their offense a little bit after the Niners game, and CeeDee Lamb was frustrated. Everybody's frustrated. They get crushed in the game, and then the offense looks completely different. And they go on a nice run of, oh wow, they're catching teams like off guard a little bit. They don't really know how to prepare. And then you get later in the season and you get to the Bills late in that year, or the Packers obviously in the playoff game, and all of a sudden it's like books out on you. Mm-hmm. And McCarthy didn't have the changeup, like you were saying.
Need another bye week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the defense again.
And to the Milton stuff and how they're trying to develop it, it is interesting. I think they're at a place where obviously you just have to be real about it. I know you gave Dak the contract, but at the age and the injury history and with the way he just played before the injury last season, I mean, of course you should be. That's the most important position in all of sports. You should be doing everything in your power to try and figure out how can I circumvent things to have a young, cheap quarterback here. So I get why they're doing it. This has to be the ultimate ball sack of the day. from Kyle Shanahan of the Niners. He says, Christian McCaffrey is moving just as fast, quick, and strong as he did in 2023, pre-injury. And he hit, get this, 25 miles per hour on the GPS tracker.
Ooh.
What? 25 miles per hour on the GPS tracker.
Is that on a track?
There is no way he's touching 25 miles per hour off the injury.
I mean, what's Turpin done? 22 and a half, 23?
Yeah,
I think fastest guy.
Tyreek Hill's fastest is like a touch over 23. 25 miles
per
hour is
like
a joke.
The quote on this after he said that, he said, I'm just making that up. I'm just trying to make Christian happy.
Okay, so he couched it.
Yeah, he did.
Thank God.
That's the thing. Like, people will take the one sentence.
Eric?
Well, I mean, it's not. Somebody probably tweeted that, right?
Well, Yahoo Sports
right.
did.
So if you go and look up like the entire quote of what he said, right afterwards, he said, I'm just making that up. I'm trying to make Christian happy. He's doing awesome. He's as fast as he's been. He's quick. He's strong.
I was hoping he really
he's just taping for his guy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sure he's moving around pretty well, but hitting 25 miles per hour
that's unreal.
Is truly unreal.
You guys think Sam Williams got anywhere close yesterday on that pick six?
He was moving.
He was moving.
He was moving.
He was moving.
But Broadus is saying maybe he doesn't make the team.
I was saying
what the hell are you doing?
I was saying keep an eye on how many is he right now one of your four guys?
I mean, if he doesn't play well, because he didn't look good in practice.
And I'm not saying, does he make? I'm just saying though, the things that we kind of thought about Sam Williams, and maybe it's the year removed from being the knee injury, but like I was kind of expecting more from Sam Williams. I was expecting him to beat, Cornelius and guys like that rushing the passer. You know, what
I mean,
I'm
the way that the everybody was cheerleading in that first week at camp, it seemed like he was going to come out and have a big breakout. But maybe he's just not ready.
I don't know. I mean, I can say the interception was cool yesterday. You know, I don't think Dak saw him in that throw. It bothers me a little bit. But I tell you what, you would hope that he would win a lot more reps. And, you know, when they put the pads on and stuff, he wouldn't win as many reps. He's a guy that needs to play this weekend. I know they'll probably be cautious and not do anything with him. But I think he needs to play.
Yeah, I think he needs to play as well.
Get some maybe build some positivity out of that because – you know, like I said, there's guys that, you know, Nealon, guys like that are kind of showing up, you know. And they obviously feel a lot – they feel good about Sam, but, you know, as far as the person and all that. But, man, I think he needs to show up a little bit more myself.
Well, you have a guy named Jimmy Kempsky. Are you familiar with him? He covers the Eagles in Philadelphia.
He's a guy that seems to be somewhat wrong more than right, if I remember that. Jimmy Kempsky?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Maybe he's a bit of a ball sacker himself.
Yeah.
But they had joint practice with the Browns.
Oh, did he give a knockout to the Eagles over the Browns?
No. Well, he said that Myles Garrett was sacking Jalen Hurts on almost every play.
Okay, there we
love
go.
It.
And he just
love it.
For one reason, okay, Kempsky, he's a good dude. I like it.
Yeah, Kempsky's the man. That
I just know there's a lot of times he talks about the Eagles and it's like too glowing. You know,
okay,
like,
so this was the opposite of that.
Yeah.
He said that Garrett just has to pull up and let the Eagles finish the rep. It's almost comical. So Myles Garrett was just tearing it up, allegedly.
So is that against Jordan Mailata?
Well, Myles Garrett moves around quite a bit, so it's hard to say exactly who he was matching up against. I'm sure it could have been a handful of different guys.
I didn't hear that from Elliott.
On the Eagles offensive
line. That
was
a clear win.
Yeah, Elliott's not going to mention
that.
He's biased. But shout out to Landon Dickerson. He's going through the injury right now, but he's trying to be the MVP of the team as he rolled out a cooler of Miller Lights at the end of practice. And him and the offensive linemen for the Eagles and the Browns, they were all just chopping it up at the end of practice, just sipping on some ice-cold Miller Lights as they break training camp a little bit.
Official beer of the Dallas Cowboys.
I like that. Yeah, drinking the Cowboys beer. Aiden Hutchinson was doing similar things in the joint practice between the Lions and the Dolphins. They were saying that the refs were just having to eat the whistle so that the Dolphins could continue the play and get the rep under their belt because he was just absolutely wrecking shop.
He might lead the league in sacks. Didn't
yeah.
we talk about that? Eric
it's not a bad call.
Is that the second glass of water, something we've knocked over today?
This is my first.
I had an issue. We had a bad fumble. Plano and Plano East. You know, that's just it's vinegar and water. You know,
there was a handshake malfunction.
Well, we went for a dap, and instead of dap, it turned into something different.
I don't know. I didn't see exactly how it went, but there was definitely a drink knocked over earlier.
How did you knock your drink over there, Wolchek? What did you do? Like, you go for a dap?
We just had a fumble.
You missed? You know?
It was, yeah, we just missed. Yeah.
Okay, now Denzel Washington, we heard him get after Jerry a little bit.
Yeah, right on, Denzel.
And now he is coming after, I guess he's coming after guys like us. He's talking about the sports media.
Okay.
And he's probably talking more about the First Takes of the world, but that's where he was on shooting at Jerry a little bit.
He's talking about his movie.
He says, we live in a world of opinionaires. He says, people need to shut up, learn how to do something, be actually good at something. He's talking about sports media, quote unquote, talking heads. Everybody's sitting around getting fat, thinking they know how to do it just because you can sit behind a desk and chit chat.
So totally fair. Totally fair.
I mean, he's on fire.
Guilty.
He is on fire right now.
It's such a good movie.
Okay, question for you. What is happening with Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers?
That's a meltdown.
This might be the worst decision since Bill Belichick named co-offensive coordinators, Fat Patricia and Joe Judge, a special teams coordinator and a defensive coordinator, to be their offensive play callers a few years ago. And now the reports are out of Auburn that they are going to have Derek Nix, one of their offensive coaches, call plays on first down. Then they're going to have Hugh Freeze call plays on second down. And then another guy named Kent Austin call plays
former
on third down.
Former Ole Miss quarterback, I believe.
And Hugh Freeze allegedly can overrule a play call at any time, but they're all going to be working together to call
plays. What an embarrassment. Yeah, he's trying to satiate multiple people. We're all going to get a hand on this.
I think he's trying to get fired and get paid.
I mean, how are you a Division I football coach for the last 20 years with such poor leadership skills would be my question.
John Gruden, Auburn football. Get ready.
Oh, you think that's the move?
He's going to get one of these SEC jobs.
Yeah.
He clearly wants.
He was wanting it.
He's going to get Kentucky, Auburn, one of these places is going to
– Is it easier local. Now with the NIL money? You just got to, like – issue checks.
John is really good at like making everybody feel really good about themselves and stuff like that when it comes to like
you get
the football.
He's good at
like working the room with the alum and stuff, so he'll get money. John will figure out a way to get money. And that's why he'll end up one of these SEC schools. I Kentucky, you know, we'll see what they do with Stoops. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens at Oklahoma. You know, that might be something that, you know, we need to keep an eye on. But
seems like he's making progress in the courts, like with the investigation of how he got fired.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that could, you know, change public opinion.
John's not a great
people.
Guy. I'm not acting like John's a great guy when it comes to stuff like that. But he's going to get one of these head coaching jobs. Someone's going to look past all that. And John's going to go in there and sell himself. He's going to sell dealing with the alumni and how the money works and all that stuff.
I couldn't imagine. You know, I don't know how I'd look some of my parents in the eye after, you know, I'd said that kind of stuff in my past, you know, if I was going to hire him. And I just think there's a lot of good football coaches out there. But to your point, I'm sure somebody will be willing to move on look away.
What he said was that was not right. But he's going to get – if he gets cleared of all this stuff and he has a settlement with the NFL or takes them to court the full extent of that –
it'll change the narrative on him.
It'll change the narrative on him, yeah, for sure.
So Hugh Freeze actively trying to get fired. That's the takeaway here.
I agree.
That's pretty incredible. Seriously, you're kind of like Hugh Freeze. All of a sudden, his golf game's kind of coming around, and you know, wow, Auburn has a history of like paying three coaches at a time.
Yeah, they do.
They paid the guy from Boise. I think they're still paying the guy that's the coordinator at Florida State. What's my guy that went down to Central Florida?
Malzahn.
Gus Malzahn, Gene Chizik.
They pay at Auburn. They just keep paying coaches. They don't care.
Yeah, they do. Neither does Hugh.
Thank you, Chief. Sports Hodgepodge in the books. We're live at Jake's in Grand Prairie, and we're coming back to chat with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Thursday night. We're back here on 105.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
5-3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan live at Jake's in Grand Prairie, where Fan Phenom is 10 minutes away. Thanks to all the Tolos,
Tolos
who make us part of your day. And we now hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark friend, Blake. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing phenomenal. How many Phenoms would you say are out there? What's the crowd?
A lot of Phenoms, dude. 2 dozen, maybe 3 dozen.
Okay.
You think any got what it takes? Based on what you've gathered so far?
From what I've heard, it seems like there's a lot of good competitors out there. I know Saxe had some people show out. I'm expecting Grand Prairie and Fort Worth to have a lot of numbers so we can see what they can do tonight.
Frisco should do big numbers, too.
I'm excited to have a new teammate here, so we'll see what they got.
Indeed. And we're excited to get the full backstory on what we were discussing earlier, Blake.
Hey, what's up with this, man? You and some man love?
No, so...
Well, he's not.
Me
else
and my friend, I talked about the story the other day. My friend, who we'll call him Bob, texted me in the middle of the day.
Of course, Bob. Yeah.
Texted me in the middle of the day around 2 o'clock and sent a diary entry that he had made. And it said, we hadn't talked in a while. I love you. And I responded.
There's so much context here that you guys are missing. That
so this is not a bit. This is not the good night bit, right? You call a guy up. Or
say
good night.
No. And then I pretty much responded like, "Why did you just send that?" And he said, "I've been drinking, and just missed you, bud." And I said, "Miss you too, but don't ever spell out 'I love you' to another man."
One other thing that Blake's leaving out is that when he wants to cry on command, he thinks of Blake. Won't cry in front of him, though. He'll leave before he does that. So just another little piece. And also, in the journal entry, said that he missed him. So there's so much there to unpack.
And since this day, have you ever had to go file a restraining order or anything? This sounds a little stalkerish, bro.
This was yesterday, and I called him after the show and made fun of him. And he said he had no recollection of the moment, said he was drunk, and does not remember sending any of that.
I do have a couple of friends that I'll say I love you to a buddy. You know, I think I said I love you to Fred the other day, didn't I?
You did. But you said you didn't say I love you, though. Nor was it in a text message.
Yeah, I guess that'd make it
different.
I mean,
I think I've definitely texted bros and said I love you. Love you, man.
How do you spell it?
Yeah, but would you say I love you?
Like just, no, like full on LOVEYOU.
Is there an
love
I?
You.
Is there an I?
But did you say I love you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we should get Bob and
maybe Bob
Zach
and
together.
Zach might people.
Walchuk was wearing his white pants when he sent that.
Yeah, he was. Maybe they were shopping together.
All
alone,
that's in what my room.
Was.
Lights were off.
What type of vibes have you been putting out, though, Blake?
No, me.
To make him feel like...
Like, we could kind of get why this guy maybe thought he had a shot.
No. None of that. I don't know why. I think he's just emotional. I'm his good friend. And I don't know. I guess he just got a little too vulnerable. And I let him know that that's not how we're going to communicate from now on.
That's not going to be tolerated.
He knew you picked up the phone and your girlfriend.
Sounds like toxic masculinity to me, Blake.
Yeah, dude. You're allowed to tell your friends.
I'm
you
here for
and
it. See, okay, and buddy. See, I'm glad you brought that up because that is why I brought it up on the radio. I said, am I being a bad friend
not
for responding
all.
Like
not
this? And some people are like, your friend's going through a hard time because he opened up about other stuff. Your friend's going through a hard time. Be there for him. Don't make fun of him. And then some people were saying what most of you guys are saying. That.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, I think the older you get, maybe by 35 or 40, you'll realize this world can be a cruel, dark place for the man, right? And we have nowhere to turn but to our brothers, you know? And sometimes we need each other for emotional support. And I'm sorry for your buddy Bob that you weren't there for me.
Yeah, well, Chuck and Chief, you hear that? Be more like your co-host.
What do you guys have coming up on the show?
It's going to be a hell of a show tonight. We're getting some Cowboys. Three awful scenarios that don't include Dak getting hurt. Worst case scenarios for your Dallas Cowboys. Even AI can't agree what this Dallas Cowboys team is going to do in 2025. And then, of course, best-selling author Brandon Blewett, Dallas native SMU guy on what's that?
Brandon what?
Brandon Blewett. That's his name. How to Avoid Strangers on an Airplane. Going to join us. And then, of course, it wouldn't be a Thursday night if we didn't have a little extra credit.
Nice. Ooh.
Looking forward to this. The Fan After Dark coming up next. We're live at Jake's in Grand Prairie, though, and about to hand it off here just inside the venue to CA, who has the latest round of competitions in Fan Phenom. So best of luck to everybody who's on your way to come out here and try to be the next fan host. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control. Thanks to Ruben Portillo here, remote engineering for Broadus and Chief and Wolchuk. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation at E.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.